is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. There is more scrutiny of Donald Trump's choice for Attorney General Matt Gaetz. He resigned his House seat, which ends an ethics investigation. Dick Durbin is among the Senate Democrats who want to look at that report.
We cannot allow this valuable information from a bipartisan investigation to be hidden from the American people.
Many Republicans were surprised by Trump's choice of Gaetz. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Connecticut Democrat Richard Blumenthal, who was on the Judiciary Committee, which would oversee confirmation hearings of Matt Gaetz, says he has heard from 5 to 10 Republicans who are possible no votes.
President Biden is heading to Peru and Brazil for his final major international summit of his presidency. The White House has announced he'll meet with China's president. But Nancy Cordes reports many heads of state are already looking ahead.
President Xi and all these world leaders who he's going to be meeting with know that President Biden does not see eye to eye with President Trump when it comes to these global tariffs that President-elect Trump wants to impose, and they realize that they're going to most likely have a very different relationship with the next president than they have with this one.
Human Rights Watch is accusing Israel of crimes against humanity for the war in Gaza, the group's Nadia Hardman.
People were attacked on evacuation routes and in evacuation areas, and we've verified those attacks. On top of that, the humanitarian situation is devastating.
The report found 90% of the population of Gaza has been displaced. The Justice Department says jails in Georgia's Fulton County have violated the constitutional rights of people in their custody because they're filthy and have unsafe conditions. Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights, Kristen Clark.
Housing units are flooded from broken toilets. Roaches, rodents, and pests abound. Standing water, exposed wiring, and vermin make living areas unsafe.
The dry conditions continue in much of the country. Meteorologist Tammy Souza.
Every single state in the 48 states, the lower 48, is looking at some sort of drought. Places like South Jersey, an extreme drought warning. That hasn't happened in years.
Jim Crisula has an update on efforts to fight a wildfire along New Jersey's border with New York.
Crews continue fighting a wildfire that has burned several thousand acres about an hour and a half west of New York City. Wildfires are burning across the parched Northeast. Bill Donnelly is chief of the New Jersey Forest Fire Service.
This has been an unprecedented year as far as the dryness that we're seeing here in New Jersey, New York as well.
The driest it's been in 120 years.
On Wall Street, the Dow is off 150 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Getting between Racine and Kenosha on Sheridan Road will soon take a little bit longer. A speed limit reduction will be implemented on 32 starting Monday, bringing down the top speed to 35 from KR to 7th Avenue. Kenosha Unified Schools is proposing a $13 million security upgrade plan to create secure entrances at all schools. It's prompted by the recent incident at Roosevelt Elementary. Racine County will hold a special election for county executive 1 week from today. The primary election will feature four candidates, Ralph Malicki, Wendy Christensen, Lorenzo Santos, and Melvin Hargrove. The final election to determine the new county executive will be held in December. And Racine's Reef Point Marina is undergoing a major renovation with demo work underway. The project involves using a barge and a crane to move old docks to a temporary storage area, with plans for new docks, pumping stations, and restrooms. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's Packers and Bears week. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers held practice getting ready for the Bears in Chicago Sunday. Even though the Packers have beat the Bears 10 times in a row, I asked Jordan Love if there's still a rivalry.
Definitely. No, we know the history of the game, and it's definitely, you know, I think it's special to be a part of it. A rivalry that's been going on, the oldest rivalry in football.
In Chicago, Bears head coach Matt Eberflus fired his offensive coordinator.
In the past 48 hours, working through some things and obviously released Shane Waldron. What I'm looking for, the offense, is creativity, working the guys into open positions on the field. I mean, that takes creativity, but it takes everybody.
Pass coordinator Thomas Brown promoted to offensive play caller. NBA, the Bucks with a 127-120 win in overtime against the Pistons. Damian Lillard out with a concussion. Giannis with 59 points.
Not only did Giannis have to score, he actually had to be a point guard as well.
That's Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Scattered light rain and drizzle continues through this afternoon, winding down early this evening. We could also run into some patchy fog. Otherwise, overcast and cloudy. Temperatures remaining mild, reaching highs in the low 50s. And the sunshine makes a return tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
Can we listen to local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. And now a song from a classic one-hit wonder band. This band released just one album and then they split up because of squabbles over finances in 1969. This is Spiral Staircase and More Today Than Yesterday on WRJN.
Yeah. Park to Racine's famous zoo. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh, oh, oh. Now there's no when I reach for you. You're starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. Get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day. So
trying to show love is right. Oh, show and tell, just a game I play. When
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman with Stuart J. Waddles. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, Kurt. How you doing, bud?
Doing all right. We just had an election, and here's something kind of scary. It says here that in the average election, 6% of people don't know who they voted for. Like, you come out of the polling place, and they ask you, who'd you vote for? I don't know.
Really? Well, yeah. I think some of that is a byproduct of people not wanting to talk to strangers about their personally held political beliefs.
Yeah, could be.
I'd imagine that's a little could bit be. Of it. But don't get me wrong. There are some dum-dums out there.
Here's the thing, though. Depending on what the election is for, I can almost agree on that. Because I know who I voted for president and, you know, congressperson, you know, all those things. But if there's something way down on the ballot that you don't even know the people's name, maybe it's somebody running unopposed for something.
Or if it's one of those referendums and you really have no idea what the hell they're talking about.
Right.
Those things are worded in a way that most humans aren't supposed to figure out.
So maybe 6%, maybe that number is low.
Maybe. Maybe people didn't know what they were doing because of a referendum, possibly.
You can't tell me, I know I have, you can't tell me you've never gone into a polling place and said, I don't even know who these people are.
No, for certain races? When I was younger, maybe. Yeah. I'm older now, so that My Vote website, that'll show you your exact ballot before you get in there. So I've taken it out of practice to go brush up and know what's going on. And in my work, I kind of know already, but... You know, I direct people to that website, and it's a good resource.
I'm going to just start directing people to you for a resource then from now on.
Well, maybe that's not good, because I think I voted to only let Canadian citizens vote in Americans' elections. Gotcha. I'm not sure what happened. I don't know what I did.
All right, there's Stuart J. Waddles. He keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I've got some wonky terminology, so bear with me. I'm talking about credit utilization and how that affects your credit score. Credit utilization just means how much of your credit you're using. So let's say you have a $10,000 limit on your credit card. Now lots of us think it's okay to spend up to that $10,000 every month as long as you pay it off in full at the end of the month. Well, it turns out the credit bureaus, these agencies that assign us our credit scores, they only want us to use maybe 10, 20, or maximum 30% of our credit limit each month, like $1,000 to $3,000 tops if you've got $10,000 in credit. And your credit utilization counts for 30% of your total credit score. I don't love the rules, but knowing them helps us manage our credit scores the way we want to. For more about credit scores or just about getting good at money, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico, and if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sands of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
Mostly cloudy tonight, a low of 43. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 54. Saturday, partly sunny and 54.
Last night, as I got home, about a half past 10, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. To my wife, send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I'm gonna be coming home, gotta start a new life. Oh,
could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. Would it ring? And I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and then without our love one to spend. But how much, baby, do you
station covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 97 years now, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Better staff training and improved security equipment is how Kenosha Unified officials hope to move forward after last week. Last week, a 13-year-old attempted to bring a suspicious bag into Roosevelt Elementary, and police say airsoft guns and concerning online messages led to that teen's arrest. KUSD says they're hiring part-time entrance monitors for 7 schools and are proposing $13 million in additional security enhancements. The millions may be asked for in a February referendum. Racine and Kenosha counties defied the regional trend with higher home sales in October. Those counties posted increases of 20 and 17% respectively. The strong performance here helped offset declines in the region, with Milwaukee County seeing a 9% drop in year-to-year numbers. The 7-county southeastern Wisconsin region saw an overall 2.3% gain in home sales compared to October 2023. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors continue to warn that there's not enough single-family homes and condo units being built. Racine County voters will go back to the polls 1 week from today. The special election votes for the county executive position will be held on Thursdays, with the primary next week and the final election on December 19th. The position is open due to the recent passing of Jonathan Delagrave. The primary election features 4 candidates: Wendy Christensen, Melvin Hargrove, Lorenzo Santos, and Ralph Malicki. The leading candidates from the primary will move on to the final election in December. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight with lows in the mid-40s. A slow clearing for tomorrow, highs into the low 50s. Clouds return for Saturday, high mid-50s with rain possible Saturday night. Near 60 with a little sun Sunday, currently 51 degrees.
Linda Ronstadt, You're No Good on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. A study shows that about 36 million Americans are doing yoga. Well, I'm not doing yoga, but I am doing frozen yogurt.
Some girls love to run around, love to handle everything they see. But my girl has more fun around, and you know she'd rather be with me. Some
these arms long to hold you again. The heavens on me, yeah. I will never be free, no, my baby, no, no. You gave a promise to me, yeah. You broke it, you broke it, oh, no.
For local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where you can sign up to receive the new WRJN weekly newsletter at WRJN.com. The newsletter recaps the big local and state news stories of the week. It highlights some of our on-air contests and hosts and profiles some local businesses and has tips on marketing and advertising. Simply sign up at WRJN.com.
Kind of a drag. must have made her just for me. When she smiles so warm and tender, a sight for sore eyes to see.
Ooh. Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Oh, no, man, don't come better.
To make her happy doesn't take a lot.
You don't ask for things.
News, timeless hits, and Packer football on WRJM. That's right, the Packers are coming off their bye week. Going to take on Chicago this weekend.
Tell all the people across the USA, bum, 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 bum. I love my Green Bay Packers.
Yep, Packers and Bears this Sunday. Pregame 10 a.m., kickoff at noon on WRJM. And it's all brought to you by Easy Mobility Solutions, Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. By Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for more than 50 years. By Gabriel the Promoter, online at gabrielpromotes.com. and by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Packer football with Wayne Larrivee this Sunday on WRJN.
Say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure you're.
J.N.
When I see her coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. And I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I and I wanna hide, go to pieces, and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, so lonely to think about her only. I go to places we used to go, but I know she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside, now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes.
passes by. Go to pieces and I cry. Every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Breaking news, Robert F. Kennedy is expected to be named Donald Trump's pick for Health and Human Services Secretary. Trump's choice of Matt Gaetz for Attorney General is still baffling some on Capitol Hill. Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal.
Matt Gaetz's nomination alone is likely to bring chaos to the Department of Justice.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
Elections have consequences. He chose Matt Gaetz. Matt will come before the committee, and he will be asked hard questions.